Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to day two of System Center Universe Europe. You've successfully navigated through day one, so you're almost halfway there, so well done. Congratulations. Thank you for attending the session today. I'll get it spit out there in a second. My name is Wally Mead. I'm a program manager with Cyrison. Prior to Cyrison, which I joined just 4 months ago, I was with Microsoft for 22 years, and I worked in the product group. So I spent a lot of time there working with the various different releases of Configuration Manager, starting with Hermes, which is the code name for SMS 1.0. So I've been working in the product line for like 19 years, I guess that is. So I'm going to be running through your presentation today on leaving the dark ages. So trying to get you guys moving from ConfigMan 2007 up to the current release of the software, which is ConfigMan 2012, specifically R2, but the process is going to be essentially the same for moving to RTM or SP1 or R2. So let's go ahead and jump in. So our agenda, what we want to do first is to verify that your existing environment is ready. So I'll explain the process for you as we go through the presentation and the demonstrations, but in essence, you're going to have to make sure that your existing environment is prepared for a migration scenario. So we'll go through that preparation process. Then we'll prepare a new environment. If you've not heard yet, which I assume you have by now, there is no upgrade process from ConfigMan 2007 to ConfigMan 2012. It is a side-by-side migration process. So you have to prepare your existing environment, the 2007 infrastructure, make sure it's all ready to roll. You have to prepare a brand new 2012 infrastructure, make sure it's matched appropriately, and I'll talk about that. And then you can go through the migration process. So once you've prepared your old environment, you've prepared a brand new environment, then you get into the actual migration scenario, which starts with mapping your source hierarchy. You basically tell ConfigMan 2012, here's where I want you to migrate information from. And that will be our old environment or our existing environment. So we'll go through that process. That will initiate what's called a discovery process to find out what you have available to migrate. Then you go through the migration process. So you do the next thing, which is migrating objects. Now, as part of that mapping process, you can also designate you want to share distribution points, which allows both types of clients, 2007 and 2012 clients, to pull content from a shared DP. That DP is available to both sites, both different environments. Then you pick which objects you want to migrate. I want to migrate this collection. I want to ignore that collection. I want to take this software distribution package. I want to take this software update list. You pick and choose those objects you want to migrate. Get those brought over your new environment. Get all that stuff brought over. Migrate your clients. Once you're done migrating your clients, then you want to go ahead and take that shared DP that was managing both clients and move it over to your new environment so you keep all that content intact and you can now put new content on it. Once you're done with that, you clean up the process. So you go through and delete some stuff that you no longer need, tell it to stop doing that mapping process, and you are ready to roll with decommissioning your old environment. So it's a pretty simple environment process. It just takes a little while to go through. But let's go ahead and walk you through the process in PowerPoints as well in some demonstration environments and get you guys out of the dark ages and up to the current technology. All right, so your first thing you have to do is verify that your existing environment is ready to roll. As I mentioned, there's no upgrade process from 2007 to 2012. It's side-by-side migration. And the only 2007 version that Microsoft supports for migration is 2007 Service Pack 2. I doubt anybody that still has a 2007 environment has anything less than Service Pack 2. The R2 and R3 add-ons are immaterial as far as migration goes. So the migration process doesn't care if you're SP2 RTM or have the R2 add-on or the R3 add-on. Those are completely immaterial to the migration process. It just has to be that build number, 6487-2000, which tells you that it is a Service Pack 2 environment for ConfigMan 2007. Then you need to understand what can and cannot be migrated. Not everything in your existing environment can be migrated, unfortunately. So there are a few things that can't be migrated. The vast majority of the stuff that you do want to migrate can be migrated. So that makes your job nice and easy. You don't have to recreate a lot of stuff when you do this migration scenario. So primarily the things that you care about are there and they can be migrated. There are a few things that can't be migrated, and you need to be aware of those. And those I have up on the slide. So the things that we won't migrate are reports. So your built-in reports, You don't have to worry about them because they've all been recreated in the new reporting system in ConfigMan 2012. So you don't have to worry about the built-in reports. They're already there. So what you really are concerned about is your custom reports. You guys have spent time and investment into building custom reports. And those will not migrate over to ConfigMan 2012 natively through the migration process. However, with that said, there is an easy way to migrate over your custom reports outside of the migration technology that which I'll show you. And that's a very simple method, and I'll show you that when I get into the demo, how you can do that migration process. So you can get your reports migrated over, even though the migration process won't bring them across. The next thing is queries. Again, the built-in queries are all there in 2012, so it would be any custom queries that you guys have created in your queries node. Those won't appear in the migration technology. However, again, it's not that big of a deal because Config Manager 2007 already has an export capability for queries that will take your query syntax, drop it down to a MOF file, an MOF file. ConfigMan 2012 supports importing queries from a MOF file format. So you can very easily export what you have, bring it over to 2012, and import it into your queries node there. So that comes across, just not through the migration process. And the last thing is the security configuration. Those class-based and instance-based security rights that you've spent time to help control which admins can do what in your admin console. That stuff does not come across, and believe me, you don't want it. The ConfigMan 2007 security system is very antiquated, very hard to use. It took you guys a long time to figure out how to get this to do what you got it to do right now. The 2012 role-based administration feature is so much more effective for you. You don't want what you have there. If you're not familiar with role-based administration, we actually have a side session today right after lunch. So from 2:30 to 3:30 over in the Miami room, I'm going to do a side session on role-based administration 2012. So I can walk you through what that process looks like to secure your environment, control who has access to what in the admin console. So that should be up on your session planner now. It was this morning. So, okay. So that's the stuff that won't come across for you. So then the next thing to look at is distribution points. One of the big concerns about migration is that you've got these two parallel environments that are running at the same time. You have clients that are still running 2007. You're standing up a brand new 2012 clients. You want both those clients to get access to your packages, whether they're software update packages, whether they're software distribution packages, whatever the scenario is, you want those clients to have access to that content. So that's what that process is called, sharing DPs. So a shared DP allows both sets of clients to access the content on that same DP. You then want to be able to migrate those distribution points over to 2012 once you're done with the migration of your clients so that you can keep all that content there and make it available to 2012, and that DP is ready to put new content on. Go ahead.
What about the package IDs?
Package IDs. So the question is, what about the package IDs? You'll see that in my demo. The package IDs are brought across with the migration so that they'll maintain the same package IDs so that clients when they migrate across will know, hey, I've already done that package. I don't have to do it again. So I'm going to say we a lot, and I'm not we. I'm no longer Microsoft. However, I was there in that time, so my mind still says we. So we thought about that process, and we want to make sure your clients, when they migrated across, weren't rerunning all those old advertisements. So, yeah. All right, so distribution points. All distribution points can be shared, whether they're branch DPs, whether they're server share DPs, whether they're standard DPs. They can be shared between the two sites. However, for migration, and they can all be migrated with one exception. To migrate or convert a 2007 DP to 2012, it can't have any other roles, site system roles installed in that DP. In other words, it's gonna be a standalone distribution point. It can't be a distribution point and a management point. It can't be a distribution point and a Pixie service point, which it very likely will be today. So you have to remove any other roles on that DP in order to migrate it over to ConfigMan 2012. There's one exception to that, and that is on that bolt there, is at a secondary site. A secondary site, which includes a DP, you can migrate a secondary site and DP over to a ConfigMan 2012 DP. We'll remove the secondary site, wait until we find out that it's been removed, and then we'll do the conversion of that DP over to a 2012 DP. Yes?
First, I
No. For secondary sites, you don't have to remove anything. We'll remove everything except for the DP. It's a standalone DP. We won't remove any roles. For a secondary site, we'll take care of the management point, the software update point, the Pixie service points, any of those other roles. So you have nothing to do other than say, take the secondary site, make it a DP. You have to do anything else. It's just your remote DPs. You have to do go through some work. All your clients can be migrated. So ConfigMan 2012 still supports Windows XP, although none of you guys should be using it anymore. You know it's completely out of support, so unless you get one of those extended support agreements. But it does support Windows XP Service Pack 2 and later, all the way up now through Windows 8.1 and Windows Server 2012 R2. And it's very, very easy to migrate your clients across. Okay, so let's go ahead and do our first little demo of verifying our source environment. And this is my ConfigMan 2007 site. You can see here by looking at it, it says version is 4.00, which is ConfigMan 2007. 6487.2000 indicates Service Pack 2. So that's the build that we have to be running in order to migrate. If I go drill into this client's or this site's properties, you will see that this site, eventually, you'll see that this site is running R3, which, again, is completely immaterial to the migration process. It doesn't really matter if R2 or R3 is there. The one place where it does matter is that, there we go. So it says R3 is installed is a yes. But again, it's immaterial. The one place where it does matter is on that conversion of reports. So if you want to migrate your custom reports over from the old web reporting solution over to SRS, which is what ConfigMan 2012 uses, then if you have R2 or R3 installed, you can go ahead and add in as a site system role. You could add in a new server. Let me take my existing one here and add a new role. You could go ahead and add a role here of a reporting services point. So take your existing reporting point, make it a reporting services point, which uses your SRS capability. Once you've done that, then in ConfigMan 2007, there's a wizard to migrate your reports from old reporting format, web reporting format, to SRS format. Now your reports are in SRS, go to SRS, export them as RDL files natively through SRS, import those RDL files into ConfigMan 2012's reporting services point, and now you got your reports brought across. So that's the one place where that R2 or R3 is beneficial for you, is for that reporting migration. So what can be migrated across? Boundaries. So you can migrate across boundaries. Here you can see I have two boundaries, an Active Directory site and an IP address range. So boundaries can come across for clients. Distribution points. I have two DPs here, a remote DP, as well as my site server as a DP. Collections. Your collections can come across as long as those collections don't share users and clients, devices and users in the same collection, which 2007 supports, 2012 does not support. But for the most part, you're not doing that, so your collections can come across. So I'll migrate over a handful of collections here. Software distribution packages can come across, whether they're virtual packages or whether they are traditional packages. So you can bring across your packages and their advertisements. You can bring across your software updates, your update lists, not the repositories, not the metadata itself, but the update lists that you create, your deployment templates, your deployments, and your packages. Those can all be brought across. Let me collapse some of this just so we get more real estate. Operating system deployment, you can bring across custom boot images, although they're probably in the wrong WIM format for use in ConfigMan 2012. You can bring across OS images. So if you've already got images captured for Windows 7 or Windows 8, you can bring those across. Task sequences can come across, as long as those task sequences are not built through MDT. Microsoft doesn't support migration of MDT task sequences from old to new. You have to strip out all the MDT stuff, make it a pure config manager task sequence, bring it across, and then rebuild it as an MDT task sequence. Drivers and driver packages can come across as well. Asset intelligence, you can bring across your customizations. So when you go here and customize catalog and add in custom categories and families, you can see I have some of those customized. You can bring those across. You can bring across any hardware requirements that you build. Those can come across as well. Software metering, you can bring across software metering rules. So again, you don't have to rebuild all those. Reports, I showed you how to bring those across. DCM, desired configuration management, you can bring across configuration baselines and associated configuration items. And then queries, you can't bring across, but again, as I mentioned, you can do a right click and you can say export object into a MOF file, then import that MOF file into Config Manager 2012 directly. And then your system security rights, you don't want those. So you don't want all the time and effort you spent there, and I'll show you that in the RBA session later on today if you want to go to that, or you just use the new security stuff that we have there. So, all right, so that's what is there available for you as far as your source environment. Now you have to go prepare your new environment. So again, this is not an in-place upgrade, it's a side-by-side migration. So you have to go through the process of standing up a brand new ConfigMan 2012 environment. The preference is you're installing a brand new ConfigMan 2012 R2 standalone primary site. We don't want you guys having hierarchies. We don't want you having a CAS with multiple primary sites. We don't want you having primary sites with secondary sites. The goal from the Microsoft product group is everybody has a single standalone primary site. Now, that's not effective today for everybody. Not everybody can do that, primarily because of size. And you guys are probably not going to hit the size limitation, but Microsoft internally, when I was there, we managed 300,000 clients through Configuration Manager. A single standalone primary site only supports a third of that, 100,000 clients. So there you absolutely have to have multiple primary sites. But the goal is that you don't have to. The goal is that everybody can be a single standalone primary site. So even if today your environment in 2007 is a central site with multiple primaries and multiple secondaries, you can take all that and migrate it over to a single standalone primary site and still bring across all those objects, all those clients, and so on. You're going to be a problem for me, aren't you? No, that's all right. Go ahead. I'm joking. A primary site is immaterial where the database is co-located or it's a remote database server. We don't care. So it doesn't matter at all. You're standing up a brand new environment, but it doesn't matter what your source environment is or what your destination environment is. One could be co-located, the next one could be separated if you want to. They can both be separated, they can both be co-located. It's completely immaterial. Now, the product group recommendation is if you have enough horsepower to co-locate SQL and Config Manager on the same box, you'll get a little bit better performance out of that. But for most people, you're not going to notice the performance difference. So if you prefer using your own SQL farm that you already have, that's perfectly acceptable. Yes. So again, no in-place upgrade, we mentioned that. Try and collapse your site system roles. We talked about that. As a general rule, you'll map your site system roles one-to-one. What that means is whatever site systems you had in ConfigMan 2007, you'll probably want to have those exact same site system roles in ConfigMan 2012. There'll be a few exceptions to that, but for the most part, you'll want to have that. I think I did that on the, roles that no longer exist, server locator point. So if you have a server locator point in 2007, you will not install one of those in 2012 because there isn't one. Now, the functionality of the SLP has been added to the 2012's management point. So the management point in 2012 does the same function of providing that service location feature of the SLP in 2007. So you won't have that one. Pixie service point. There's no longer a Pixie service point in 2012. The Pixie capabilities are built into the distribution point role, so it's a simple checkbox you say to enable Pixie support for a distribution point in 2012. So no separate role for that. And reporting point. There's no longer a reporting point, it's now a reporting services point. So instead of the old web-based reporting, it's now based on SRS, SQL Server Reporting Services, which still has web interface to run reports. So people always get confused in that. It's just the rendering of the reports initially. The big thing outside of the ensuring that you have the proper roles installed is if you're doing software updates, which the vast majority of people using ConfigMan are doing software updates, make sure that both software update points, 2007, 2012, are synchronizing from the same source. In other words, if your 2007 SUP is synchronizing from Microsoft Update, make sure your 2012 SUP is also syncing from Microsoft Update, and make sure they have the same catalog metadata. So the reason being, if you have metadata in your source environment that is not in your 2012 target environment, that metadata isn't there, so you can't bring across the appropriate objects that relied on it. So if a software update group had a patch in it that wasn't synced in 2012, that software update can't be brought across in your update list. Oops, I'm going to wind up tripping myself over. So you guys can have a nice laugh here momentarily. All right, so once you've done that, once you got all your brand new site, you have two parallel infrastructures running, 2007, 2012, and you have all the appropriate site system roles running, get the software update points synced. Now it's a process of mapping these two together, telling your new environment about your old environment. Now, I see a number of you were in my upgrade session yesterday, and I mentioned this yesterday, I'll mention it again today. In my presentation here, I'm concentrating on migration from 2007 to 2012. However, what I'm doing today, it will be exactly the same if you want to migrate from a 2012 source to a 2012 destination. And the scenario there is generally you have a lab environment set up where you're doing all your testing, all your preparation of objects. You can then migrate those objects from your lab environment over to your production environment without having to recreate stuff or using the export-import objects through the 2012 admin console. So this process will work exactly the same way. It just has to be the same version of ConfigMan 2012. You can't migrate from an SP1 site to an R2 site. You can only migrate from SP1 to SP1 or R2 to R2. There is no migration from ConfigMan 2012 RTM. It couldn't migrate to another RTM site, nor SP1, nor R2. The 2012 migration sourcing started with the Service Pack 1 release. Okay, so basically what you do is you tell the new site, here's the old site I want you to migrate from. So you just point it to the top-level site server, central site if you have one, otherwise your primary site. Give it a couple of context or accounts it can use to query the site database, as well as WMI, the SMS provider, and then we kick off what's called the data gathering process, finding out which objects are over there that can be migrated across to your new infrastructure. So you'll kick off that process. It doesn't migrate anything, it just does a discovery process. So in your 2012 database, you'll see all those objects, all the clients, all of the software distribution packages, all those things I showed you will show you in your 2012 environment. Those are things you can migrate over. Okay, let's go ahead and kick off that process. And if you didn't understand, I was joking earlier when I was giving you a hard time, feel free to ask questions. I may not see you with the bright light shining in my face. If you don't want to ask your question, you won't get to them. Afterwards, I'll go out in the experts area and we can chat for a while there as well. Anyway, let's go over to our R2 primary site. This is in the administration workspace. And actually, this is not an R2 primary site. This is R2 primary. I'm sorry, it's TechNet online, so it is R2. Okay, so we got the R2 primary site. And you go to the administration workspace and you go to the migration node. In the migration node, you have this dashboard, as we call it, and it shows you all the information about your source hierarchy. And you see it knows nothing. Everything is empty here. So what I have to do is I go up to the home tab of the ribbon, and I click specify source hierarchy. So I do the specify source hierarchy action, and this now allows me to specify what hierarchy I want to connect to. So I give it my top-level site server, which I'm a standalone primary site, SMS server, in 2012. I then have to give it two different accounts. One account to access the SMS provider, or WMI, and another account to access the SQL server for the source site. That can be the same account. As you can see down here, this default is to use the same account for both. They can be two different accounts. But I have to give it some context to access that source information. And you can use your computer account if they're in the same forest, so you have trust relationships set up. That's fine. My environment is in two different forests, so I can't do that with no trust. So I'm going to use a user account. So I'll go to set user account, a new account. I'm going to use SMS domain and then administrator. And my super secret password. And I'm going to verify I've specified those correctly. I'm going to go to, first thing we're going to connect is the SMS provider. So let's go to WMI. You have to know the provider computer, which in my case is the site server, and the namespace there, root backslash SMS, is the default namespace for a site server. So we'll go ahead and take that. We'll click test connection. And I gave it proper credentials. I can get to WMI. Let's see if this account will also work for SQL Server. So let's go drop down to SQL Server. SMS server, I'm not using a named instance. I'm using the default instance. I don't want to check the master database. I want to go to the actual SMS database, which is SMS underscore TST. Oops. And I click test connection. And I can access the database as well. So that account's good. So I'll use the same account for both WMI as well as database. And then down at the bottom, I'm going to select the checkbox that says enable distribution point sharing. So allow my 2012 clients to use the content that's shared on a 2007 DP. So I'll do that. I will kick off this data gathering process. And it's going to pop up the dialogue here, which is the data gathering process. This is where the 2012 site server is querying your 2007 site, WMI, and SQL to find the objects that it can potentially migrate across. Do you have a question? Oh, just stretching? Okay. All right. I thought maybe it wasn't your hand up. I thought I saw an arm up there. This is probably done now. It's just that when I zoom in, it freezes it. It does not take very long. It takes a minute to do your data gathering process. Even at Microsoft, when we did this and we had 20,000 objects, it still did not take very long at all. It took like 7 minutes to do data gathering on that entire environment. Okay, we're all done. I click close. And now you'll see the migration dashboard shows me some information. It says I have 91 total objects I can migrate. I have 3 clients I can migrate. My top level site is SMS server. I only have 1 primary site in that hierarchy. So if this was a central site, it'd tell me how many primary sites below that I had as well. And not done any migration jobs yet. So this is just that mapping process. Now again, the source could have been a ConfigMan 2012 R2 primary site or CAS and migration of that data as well. So I can do that migration. It's just mapping to a site that I want. Okay, sharing DPs, I just turned that on. I'll show you this in just a second back in there. But the process is finds distribution points that you have in your 2007 environment. And then as you migrate objects, software distribution objects, packages over, they'll get put, they're already on that 2007 DP. But as you migrate those over, and 2012 knows about those software distribution packages, if you target them to 2012 clients, those clients then will be able to go to your 2007 DP that's shared to get that content from that DP. If we didn't have this process, you'd have to take those packages, migrate them across, and then target them or distribute them to 2012 DP. So you have 2007 clients going to one DP, 2012 clients getting that same content from a different DP. Now sharing, they can both use that same source. So it's a very, very effective process. Caveats, again, you can share all DPs, or it does share all DPs. You can't pick and choose. So if you have 100 distribution points in your environment between branch DPs and real DPs, regular DPs, all of them are shared. You can't say, I want this one over here, I want this one over here, I don't want that one there. It takes all of them. And it's going to go ahead and create boundaries and boundary groups for you so that your 2012 clients can find those DPs to get access to that shared content. So I'll show you that in just a minute, like right now. Okay, so if I go back now, if I expand my migration node, I go down to source hierarchy. Here's my source that I mapped to. Down at the very bottom, there is a node or tab that says shared DPs. So if I click on shared DPs, it shows me my 2 distribution points. And I'll just get the NetBIOS names out there. So member and SMS server tells me the site they're attached to, if they're Windows server or what type of DP they are, standard versus branch DPs, and so on. So these are my shared distribution points I have. Now, I'll come back here to eligible for reassignment and hosted migrated stuff a little bit later on in the demo. So now I have this over there. If I go to my, this is my 2012 R2 site, I go to hierarchy configuration, I go to boundaries, you now see there's my 2 boundaries that I had in my 2007 environment. Those got brought across automatically because I did sharing of DPs. Because of that, the 2012 clients have to know how to find those DPs, so we have to bring across the boundaries from 2007. So you brought across those 2 boundaries. If you're not aware of this, boundaries in 2012 do you no good until they're in a boundary group. So if I go to boundary groups, you now see a couple new boundary groups. Local clients and MCM. Let me zoom in for you, sorry. The bottom one is the one I already had built in or I had created in my environment. The top two came from ConfigMan 2007. And those are a boundary group so that clients know how to find the member distribution point as well as the SMS server distribution point. So if it knows contents on SMS server, how does it find it? And those are what boundary groups are built or created for you as part of that migration process. So if I just go look at the properties real quick on member, you'll see that it has the two boundaries in there, my Active Directory site, my IP address range. If I go to references, you see it allows that distribution point member to be accessed by clients in those boundary groups. So those two subnets, or the IP address range and the Active Directory site. Now, if we have time at the end, we'll do a migration of that DP over to a 2012 DP as well. Okay, so I got my data gathering process done. Now I want to start migrating objects. So migrating objects is a fairly simple process. So you do data gathering. You'll probably do data gathering on a recurring basis because remember, you're not going to be migrating overnight. This is probably going to be a multiple week process, maybe multiple month process, depending upon your site. And in the meantime, you're going to be managing both those environments. 2007, you're making changes, adding new packages, modifying collections, and so on. So you want to remigrate or data gather so we know about that new information. So there's two different primary types of migration jobs, collection migration and object migration. What we expected from the product group is that you do collection migration primarily. Say, I want to take this collection of clients and bring that collection over as well as all objects assigned to that collection, all my DCM baselines, all my software update packages, all my OS images, all of my advertisements. I want to bring all that stuff across. The other type you have is object migration. I don't want to go by collection. I want to pick and choose. I want to get all of my OSD objects so my OSD guy can start doing his work. So you can customize things in 2012 and start deploying his images. So I can go by type of object, or I can go by collection and all the objects that are associated with it. There is another type which is called a objects already previously been migrated. So the scenario there is I migrated the collection from 2007, rebuilt it in 2012. In 2007, it's been modified, new collection membership rules or whatever. I want to re-migrate that collection over so it's been modified in 2012 as well. In both these, I'm going to run both these job types for you, collection migration as well as object migration. There's a lot of common sets of questions you'll be asked for to respond to as to how you want this migration process to happen. So let's go ahead and run a couple of migration jobs to bring across some objects. And I'll do one of each. So I'll go back to the administration workspace. I'll go to migration jobs. There aren't any built in by default, so I have to create one. So I'll go create migration job. And you give it some logical name. I'll say collection migration. You would normally give it a description, but I don't type very well, so I'm going to save me the embarrassment of doing that. There's collection migration, object migration, and objects modified after migration. So remigrating stuff I've already migrated before. So we'll do collection migration. This shows me a listing of all my collections in 2007. It's not querying 2007. It's looking at the information we gathered previously. It shows me the type of collection, whether it's a user collection or whether it's a device collection, the site code it comes from, and whether or not it's been migrated. Now, there's this big button up here on the upper right that's not available to me right now. It says collections that cannot migrate. You may have collections you can't migrate over, such as a collection in 2007 that has a query rule for users and a query rule for devices. That's not supported in 2012, so that collection will be listed here in that tab, which it's not available. So you go ahead and pick and choose which collections you want. Oops, no, I don't want to cancel. I'm going to take my ConfigMan clients collection. And I'm going to take main building, you see it says it's a folder, and it's got two sub-collections in it. I'll show you what happens with that. And that bottom checkbox is important. Migrate objects that are associated with these collections. So these four collections I have selected at the bottom, anything that's targeted to them or associated with them, automatically select those for migration. So I want to do that, so I'll click next. Now it analyzes those four collections, finds all the objects that are associated with those four collections, and gives me a list of all them. So it says, I have three software distribution packages, three advertisements, two software update packages, four configuration items, and so on. I look at those. I don't have to take everything if I don't want to. For example, I don't want to take KB977384. That was a hotfix for R3 to support power management. I don't need that in ConfigMan 2012. It's built in, so I don't need that hotfix. So I don't need to bring across that deployment. Now you see it says 2 of 3 instead of 3 of 3. Well, that also means I probably don't need that package, KB977384, so I can exclude it. So I can pick and choose, or what we call cherry picking, objects that I want to, even though they were associated with collections. If I go down to my configuration items, I'm going to remove one configuration item called SCCM client, and notice what happens. We automatically tell you, hey, if you don't take that configuration item, I can't migrate this configuration baseline that calls that configuration item. So we understand the relationships between those objects. And so I click continue, and I say, yeah, I understand that. Okay, so I got the objects I want to bring across from that collections. Now there's source content, because I'm bringing across packages. I have to designate which ConfigMan 2012 site's going to own that source if I have to update it. And I only have one site, so I can't drop down to anything else. But if I was in a hierarchy of 2012 sites, I could pick the CAS or any primary site I had. I only have one, so I'll take that one. I have to designate security. This is part of role-based administration. Every object you migrate across has to be assigned to a security scope. I only have one in my environment here. I'll have more in that side session if you go to it later on today. But I could create a new security scope here. I could say Sam. So these would be objects that Sam's going to manage, and I can designate whether I want these objects to be targeted to Sam or not. Collection limiting. This is a special thing if you've had collections that were not limited in 2007. They have to be limited in 2012. It just depends on how you built your collections. It would tell you, hey, you got this collection. It's not targeted to anybody else. I have to limit it, and I have to pick a limited collection. I'm good there. Site code replacement, I'm also clean on that, but this is if I had any queries as collection rules that were targeted to a specific site code, like all clients in site TST. Well, TST does not exist in my 2012 environment. It can't exist. You can't migrate from old site to new site if they share the same site code. So it's not there, so I have to replace that site code in my query. So all clients in TST would now become all clients in MCM. And so I'd drop down and say MCM. I don't have to do that. Give you a review information. So here's what's going to happen during the migration process. You can read this off. You can also save it to a file if you want to. Just saves it to a text file. You can then later on print out or edit or whatever you want to do. And then your settings. When you want the migration job to run, by default, run it right now. That's what the default is. You can also schedule to run at midnight tonight when there's fewer people on the network, so fewer people be impacted by what you're doing. Don't migrate over any objects that have already been migrated is a default. So if I take the All Systems collection in 2007, there's an All Systems collection in 2012. This answer says don't migrate that collection because it already exists in 2012. Overwrite all objects says, hey, yeah, go ahead and bring it across even though it's already there. So replace the existing one in my 2012 environment with the one coming from the source. And then down at the bottom are two checkboxes. Transfer organizational folders. So if I had any organizational folders for packages or whatever, bring those folders across for administrative purposes. And lastly, do I want to enable deployments? So the default is to not enable deployments. So if I had a deployment for a software distribution, bring the deployment across, but it's disabled. So don't make it active in my 2012 environment. So I could set that appropriately. So I'll go ahead and say next.
Is there a specific reason for that?
So that you can control whether or not you want those to be actual live in your 2012 environment. I'll show you how to go back there and enable it in 2012. It gets brought across. It's very, very simple to do. But it's just to give you more control. So bring across the objects, but lets you control when you want them to be deployed. Okay, so it has this object or this migration job created. If I go down to the tab Objects and Job, I can see all those jobs that, I can see all those jobs that are those objects in the job. You can see some of them are already migrated. So that will take it a moment to run. Let's go ahead, while that's happening, let's go ahead and create another one. We'll come back and look at that. Let's just call this. Yeah. Clients do not upgrade automatically. So there's zero chance unless you screwed something up. So you're in control of when clients get migrated, and we'll talk about that. So now let's create an object migration job. Here, this one, you notice it doesn't ask us for collections. We just cherry pick which objects we want. Okay, I want to bring across all my boundaries. I want to bring across my two virtual packages that I have. I want to bring across maybe my task sequence. I can bring that across. Let's take my asset intelligence catalog updates. And I don't want to take all 30 software metering rules. I just want to take one. Let's just take the SMS installer rule. So I pick and choose which objects I want to bring across. And you can create multiple migration jobs, so it's not, you don't have to take them all at one time. Again, you may want to get objects over just for specific admins or specific purposes. And I pick some packages, so I have some content I have to associate. Security scope, I'll say these are just default. Sam doesn't get these. Review information, and I'll take the defaults for my settings and get this job going. Okay, our first job when I refresh certainly is done by now. So it's completed, says all the objects are migrated. The next job that I just created, they're available to migrate, which means it'll start automatically here. And now it's running that job. So it'll bring those across, and when it's done, we'll come back and we'll look and see what the objects look like and they're brought across. Let's go over to the next portion, which is, wrong button. All right, so migrating clients. We'll come back and we'll look and see what happened to those objects as they got brought across when it's done. So migrating clients, you're in control of client migration. So no clients are migrated automatically for you. You guys have to pick and choose what clients you want migrated, when you want them migrated, and how you want to migrate them. You can migrate them any method you want to. Just like yesterday, I talked about the upgrade process. You pick whatever upgrade process you want. Same thing with migration. You can do push, you can do software update-based installs, you can do logon script, you can do startup script, you can do group policy-based, you can do manual, however you want to. We don't really care. Probably the vast majority of people, what we've seen is use software distribution. So use software distribution, basically that client upgrade package that I showed you yesterday in my presentation, you do the same thing, you just point to the 2012 binaries for migration. So it doesn't really matter how you get your clients brought across, they will come across. We maintain the clients good, so it's good maintained, as well as the object IDs. We'll notice that when we get looking at the objects. The object IDs are brought across for packages are maintained so they don't rerun those packages. So it does keep the history of what things it's already run before on your clients. So you pick and choose whatever method you want to. We don't really care, and I'll show you the software distribution process. This is going to take a while to complete. Some of you guys may only have dozens or hundreds of clients. Some of you have thousands or tens of thousands of clients. And you're probably not going to migrate those overnight. You're going to take yourself a week, weeks to go ahead and do this process. So again, you'll get a control of that through whatever method you're going through. So again, like I said up there, likely not a single weekend task for migrating. If you're a smaller shop, sure, you can go ahead and do that. But larger environments, we expected some of our really large customers that have 300,000, 400,000 clients, it's going to take them 6 to 9 months to do a full migration of everything across. Most people, it's going to be a week, and you're done with your migration. Oh, absolutely. You would actually want to do that. You would want to have all your stuff taken care of and all prepared in 2012 environment, whether it's migration or recreation, before you migrate your clients across, so they have all the resources they need when they get migrated over. Absolutely. Yes, that is what we would expect. So a recommendation here is that ConfigMan 2012 requires .NET 3.5 or later on clients. 2007 had no .NET requirements. So if your 2007 clients don't already have .NET 3.5 or later installed on them, a recommendation is to work on that now. If you don't do that as part of your client upgrade process or migration process, we actually uninstall the 2007 client and reinstall or install the 2012 client. We have to install .NET 3, we'll install .NET 4.0 now. But then it takes 20 minutes to install .NET on a client. And then it requires a reboot to really be effective for that. So go ahead and work on that process now so that by the time you're ready to migrate those clients, you've got .NET deployed and you've already had a reboot because of your normal patch cycles. So that'll make your life a whole lot easier if you do that. Okay, so let's go look and see what our migration process looked like, then kick off a migration of clients. And actually, I'll do it the other order. Yes, there is a hot fix for a 97.384. That was the one for our three power management. But there's a hot fix for system. Your client, to get the hot fix implemented for import protection. Yes. Yeah. Okay, discovery methods, hang on. I'll get that in this portion right here. So I'll cover that for you. Okay, so let's go. I'm going to go and kick off a client migration first. It's not going to finish by the time we're done here. I already know because it doesn't have .NET installed, but let me go show you the process, and we'll come back and look at our objects. So as part of discovery, if you wanted to initiate your upgrade or migration of clients from 2012, you would have to do discovery first. 2012, you can't, if you want to do a client push, I couldn't do a client push without knowing the client. And 2012, as part of your data gathering process, we don't bring across your client information. So we don't bring across the clients as part of data gathering, only your objects, but not clients. So if I wanted to do a push of clients from 2012, I'd have to do Active Directory system discovery or network discovery, whatever is appropriate for you, from 2012 to find those clients that are in 2007's environment. Now, with a caveat there or an exception to that is, well, notice here, I actually have SMS client. SMS client actually came from 2007, my environment. And the reason for that is the collection, one of the collections I migrated across, SMS client was a direct membership rule in that collection. So because it was a direct membership rule, in order to bring the collection across, we had to bring across the, not the full client, but the object for that client, the discovery information. So I've already got him discovered, so I'm going to go ahead and kick this off. I'll just do an install client. This is the 2012 wizard. I'm going to say install, even though he's not assigned to my site, which he isn't technically right now. You don't have to say reinstall or always install the client because there's no, it's a migration process. It's going to uninstall anyway. So I just kick that off, kick that, click close. Now if I go to SMS client, if I start task manager, we'll see any second now, CCM setup should pop in there right below CCM exec. That would be our upgrade process. 2012 does this a little bit differently than 2007 does, so it takes it a couple moments longer to kick off CCM setup. It does some database stuff where 2007 didn't do it. Normal firewall, so it's going to be file print sharing has to be enabled through your firewall. Remote WMI has to be enabled through the firewall. And this is either going really slow or I goofed up something because it should have appeared by now. Now, my demos have all been going slower on your European power than they are on my U.S. power. So. I did what? No, I don't have to. Oh, I'll make you happy. I'll do that, but no, I don't have to because it is kicking across. I'm logged on as local domain administrator, so it's got to just be taking time, but because that is the appropriate object. So we'll come back to him. So let's look at our objects. That migration job came across. It finished. So completed. So boundaries. We had those boundaries already discovered as part of our sharing of distribution points, and we showed you two boundary groups. But we created another boundary group here, which is a boundary group for both the DPs in 2012. So we had one for individual ones, and here's just for the sites. We created this as part of the boundary migration. What else we brought across? We didn't bring across the DP. The DP has not been migrated, so all I have is my 2012 DP. I don't have the 2007 DP yet. Let's go to software library. And software library, we did bring across two applications. These are my virtual application packages from 2007. We don't support virtual packages in 2012, so we recreate virtual applications in 2007 as applications in 2012 with a AppV deployment type. So if we look at the deployment types here, you'll see the deployment type says it's Microsoft AppV4. So we create applications for those. Regular packages come across as packages. So CCM framework tools and DCM authoring tools I brought across. And here you can see the package ID. TST was my 2007 source site. MCM is my 2012 site. So we keep your package IDs for those packages that get brought across so they don't get recreated with new IDs. so that clients don't think they have to rerun those packages. Now, what we did, remember, we had that option of do not enable your app, your deployments. So if I go to my deployments there, per system unattended, the config manager clients, it's available. If I go to my programs, however, what we do is it's per system unattended, go to its properties, go to the advanced tab, and now you see we have this checkbox enabled, disable this program. So if you don't enable the deployment, enable the deployment as part of that last checkbox in that migration wizard, we disable the program. So all I have to do is go here, clear this checkbox, and that's an active deployment then. The deployment's active, but the program had been disabled. If I go look at software updates, I would see my software update groups. So here's the software update list that got brought across. And if I go look at the deployments for those, I got a deployment called English updates, and it says enabled no. So again, because I didn't have that checkbox enabled, it disabled the deployment for my software updates. And then here's the deployment package, packages, because I brought across two. I didn't bring across any OSD objects. I didn't target those. Monitoring, nothing got brought across. I could, again, done my queries. I could do my reports if I wanted to. Source path and packages. Great question. I think I have a slide on that, but the source path in your packages, you need to be very, very concerned about. So if I go back to these packages and go look at the properties, data source, and you need to make sure that your data source is a UNC path. You do not want to migrate over any objects that have hard-coded paths, like C:\apps, because that was C:\apps on your source server. It's not on your target server. So you want to make sure that all your source paths are set to UNCs, and assuming that that UNC path is still going to be valid as it gets brought across. But yeah, if you put C:\, it's going to say C:\ here, and that's not going to be valid on my 2012 site server. So you do want to make sure all your source paths are done in UNCs. 2012 packages, we still support UNCs. 2012 applications, if you create a brand new one, has to be UNC. We don't support local paths anymore. Yeah. So you can, if I heard you correctly, if I didn't hear everything, we can talk about afterwards, but you can bring across drivers and driver packages. Everything comes across over into the root drivers node, and you have to create folders and move your stuff over into the folders node. In 2012, that's one of the limitations. All drivers get imported into the drivers node, and then you have to move them all over in any folders that you have. But they will come across, your drivers will come across, your packages will come across, and they'll still be in those packages, just that they won't be in the in your appropriate folders. You have to move them into whatever folders you want. Okay, however, in monitoring back there, there are, and just because of time, I'm not going to run these, there are, like, I think it's 5 reports on migration. There we go. I think it's 5 different reports on migration we have available to you. You just run clients in excluded list, objects that failed to migrate, what your status was, and so on of those. So you can run a few reports there, but everything else is all done through the console. Now, migration here, we brought across for device collections. There's my Config Manager Clients collection. It has 0 members in it right now, and the reason for that is it's query-based rule, and the query was looking for clients with a 4.00 version number. And my 2012 clients are all 5.00. So I'd have to modify that query rule. We also brought across main building, and notice we don't see that. It comes across as a folder, so I need to do a refresh here on device collections. Now I get the little expander. I expand, there's main building. It was an empty collection in 2007. All it was there for was organizational purposes. Inside that folder, I had 2 collections, floor 1 and floor 2. So we bring across, we no longer have sub-collections in 2012. Sub-collections go away, everything's just a collection. And now you just put your collections that were sub-collections before in a folder. So create a folder for organizational purposes and put your collections in there. And you can see I do have appropriate members here because they were query-based rules looking for server OS or client OS. So it ran those appropriately. asset intelligence. If I go look at my catalog, we'll see here's some user-defined information that came across for as part of my migration job. Software metering, I had one rule here. It should be, it was SMS installer. So here's that rule that came across. And compliance settings, I brought across one configuration baseline, which had three configuration items that I, because I excluded some. So I brought those across. And those would be appropriate here. They can be targeted to clients as well. So let's go back to the administration workspace and go to migration node. And scroll on down a little bit so you can see. Now you can see that we've done some migration. You'll see that the migration job will show you in the pie chart and the table what your status is for migration. I've migrated over 24 objects. I excluded four: package, advertisement, baseline, and a CI. So I excluded those. I can go see those if I want to. I can just go to edit exclusion list, and that shows me those objects that I excluded from migration. I can re-migrate those if I want to, but it just if they're in the exclusion list, it means you told me not to migrate them before. I'm never going to automatically select them again for migration. No. Now it includes collections, but not objects, not individual users or computers. No, because you don't migrate those across. Now clients are over here under clients. So your clients are here, but not users. You enable Active Directory user discovery in 2012 to rediscover all those users. Right. Okay, I've got like 2 minutes left, so I need to move along here. Let's go ahead and get you a DP migrating across, and then we'll we won't see it finish, unfortunately, but we'll get you going here. So migrating a DP. So let's assume I got all the objects brought across that I want. I got all the clients migrated across that I want to. Now I want to take those shared DPs and bring them across. It's an easy process to convert your content from the old SMS PKG C dollar sign share, and it moves it over to the content library, SCCM content lib, brings it in those folders there. We now actually will clean up the old space. We used to leave the stuff in the old package share and put it in the content library, so you doubled your disk space. Now we clean up that. So it's not in the old SMS PKG dollar sign share anymore. Must be a standalone DP again. You can't reassign, as it's called now, a distribution point that has any of the roles on it other than that secondary site, which we talked about. Once your DP is migrated, it's no longer a DP in your 2007 site. So it's removed from the 2007 site once you migrate it over to 2012. So you can't use it anymore for 2007. No clients can see it. No packages are available on it. You don't see it as a site system. It's now in the 2012 environment, and now you can use it as a full-fledged DP in 2012. So let's kick off that migration, and then probably about what time we're going to have. So let's go back to source hierarchy. If I go back to shared distribution points, we'll see that it says I have zero hosted migrated packages. That's because I haven't done a data gathering process since I migrated. So let's go back and initiate one. So I'll go back up to my site code. I'll say gather data now and tell it to close that. So this will go ahead and rediscover my environment and find out that I have four packages that I brought across that I've already migrated. And then it will show them down. Actually, it'll say six for one of the DPs and four for the other one, if I remember correctly. Yeah, so now it says four and six as far as hosted migrated packages. Now, eligible for reassignment. Reassignment means upgrade or migration. One DP I can migrate, the other one I can't. And the one I can't is on my site server, which obviously has other roles on it. So you can't migrate that over because it's on a primary site. We won't let you migrate that over. But member is a standalone DP. I can go ahead and migrate it. So I just do a right click and say reassign distribution point. And I'm going to tell it what site I want to assign it to. I want to assign it to my primary site. I have to use a different account. I can't use the computer account because it's in a different untrusted forest. So I'll say use SMS domain and then administrator. Oops. Password. And let me verify. Got the correct credentials. I'll go to that DP, which is member. I'll go to SMS PKG C dollar. See if I can connect up there. I can, so I'm good. And I'll just finish off this wizard, then we have to get out of here for the next people. I want to install IIS. I'll take the defaults for everything else. I'm going to use the default drive configuration, let configuration manager pick the best drive. I'm not going to make this a pull DP. I'm not going to enable Pixie, but this is what your Pixie service point used to be. It's now just a checkbox. I'm not going to enable content validation. I want to add it to my existing boundary group, local clients, and MCM. And it's going to convert these packages over. It tells me at the bottom how much disk space it needs for content. It says, hey, what you're migrating is 2.25 megabytes. I need roughly twice that. Keep it in the old location, migrate it over to the content library, then we'll clean it up. But as part of the migration, we need basically 2.1 times the disk space on your DP. And then we're off and running. So now what's going to happen, if I go to distribution point migration, this will say not started momentarily. This will say initiated and started. And it will go ahead and kick off the process of installing IIS on the server, configuring IIS on that distribution point, and then getting our, reassigning distribution point. And then what it will do over on member, we would see it create the SCCM content lib folder, which I'll leave it here, we'll see if it's there, comes by the time we clean out of here. So something on my client and never got the request to migrate, so I'll have to look at him. But all right, there goes SCCM content lib. You see content lib just came across, so it's starting the migration process of our distribution point. All right, so we got to get out of here because I'm late. We've got people coming up. So the last thing you do once you're all done, you want to clean up. So once you're all done with your migration process, you go through the process and say, hey, I want to clean up. Don't get rid of anything that I've migrated. Just get rid of all the metadata about the migration process. So that will clean up. It'll keep all your stuff you migrated, but get rid of all your console objects that need to be cleaned up. And then you just go through the process of decommissioning your old environment and repurpose that hardware. So I won't kick this off now. I'll just show you what the process looks like. So we get out of here. Let me go back to primary, and I can just go to source hierarchy. What I would do is I'd say stop data gathering. So I'd say stop data gathering. It says, hey, are you sure you want to stop data gathering? Which it does automatically every 4 hours. I say yes. And then I go here and say clean up migration data. And that removes all the migration jobs, all the information from the reports. It just leaves anything that I had migrated across. And it will leave that information over there. So, all righty. I need to get off stage so these other guys can come up here and get ready. So let me just do my last summary. It's an easy process. It's just a time-consuming process. So it's not hard to do. It could take you a little while to go through the process. These images I'm using right now are up on TechNet. It's virtual labs. You can go up there and run through this exact process. I have a lab doc up there. Well, walk you through the entire process, and you can go through and do your process and play around with it if you wish to. But it's not a hard thing to do, but you want to get off 2007 as soon as you can so you can take advantage of all those 2012 features. So go ahead and submit your feedback, and I'll be out there in the Ask the Experts area as soon as I get my stuff off the table if you guys have any additional questions. Otherwise, you can find me over at the Cyrus booth as well. And again, if you want to talk about role-based administration, 2:30 to 3:30 over in the Miami room, the small room across the hallway, and we can talk about that. Other than that, thanks, guys, for attending. Hopefully, you had a good time, and have a great rest of your conference. Thanks, all.